Today's daf is Masechta Brachot of Mem Tet. There's a fascinating exchange in Amud Aleph regarding a debate over whether we may incorporate more than one theme in the Bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, that being the theme of redemption, Moshiach Yisrael. We see Reb Chista criticizing Rabbi Bar Avuna for doing this very action of combining two themes in one Bracha. Based on the ruling of Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Chotim Yishnayim, we don't conclude a Bracha with two themes. The Gemara goes on, quoting Rabbi Yehuda in the Brachot of Al Ha'aretz Al Hamazon. It's the arts that brings out the mazon, the arts are the perot, it's the land that brings out the perot. It's not actually two separate themes, but it's really one idea. Then he goes on, the Gemara goes on to talk about Mekadesh Yisrael the Hazmani, Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodesh, that really this is one theme as well, because it's the Jewish people who are Mekadesh, the time, the Zmanim, the Chagim, the Rosh Chodesh, etc. There's only one exception to the rule, which is Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael HaZmanim, when a Yom Tov falls on a Chag, falls on a Shabbos. It's really two, but both are, as Rabbi Yehuda explains the Gemara explains, we have Rabbi Yehuda, that they're really both thanking Hashem for the sanctification of the day. So the principle at hand here, preventing two themes being part of one bracha, says the Gemara says, on our daf, She'in osin mitzos chavilos chavilos, we don't perform mitzos in bundles. The Bavli discusses this in two other places. One is in Maseches Sota, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Two sotas are not given the sota water simultaneously. Two individuals with tzaras, with the disease of tzaras, may not be purified simultaneously. Two slaves' ears are not pierced simultaneously. Another shout out from the Parsha this week. And two heifers, two eglas, aren't going to have their necks broken simultaneously in the Parsha of Egla Rufa. And all of these is because of Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. The other place that the Gemara discusses it is Maseches Psachim Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph 102a. If a group of people were in the middle of a meal, Shabbos came in, Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, you bring out one kos for Kiddush, and you bring out in a second kos for Bikkur Zemazon. So Rabbi Yossi argues and says that they could actually continue eating until dark, and the first kos is for Bikkur Zemazon, while the second is for Kiddush. So the Gemara says, why don't we just make two brachos over one cup? The Gemara answers, we don't bundle up the mitzvos all into one. So what's really behind this principle? It seems to be two approaches in the Rishonim. If you look at the Gemara and Sota, Rashi and Tosas there on the Daf, and the Rashbam and Maseches Psachim all say this principle of Ein Osin Chavilos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. It's expressing this idea that we're forbidden by the Rabbanan to view our mitzvos, the mitzvos that we perform, as a burden, as a masa, that we're trying to rush to finish, and we're trying to do as many as we can in the shortest amount of time. That's one idea. The other idea is mentioned by Tosas and Moed Katan Dav Chesem at Beis. He says that the Yisod, the whole fundamental of this, is that a person should focus on one mitzvah at a time. So Rav Asher Weiss beautifully explains the need for why do we need two approaches. It's a discussion why you can have two Tosos. It seems to be two different Tosos, and that's a different discussion. But Rav Asher Weiss explains, why do you have to have two different ideas behind this principle? So he says, when it comes to the Sota and the Mitzora, etc., and you look in that Gemara and Sotam, that's really on the Beis Din. That's really, and that's actually where Rashi and Tosas are making their comment, that it's a function of we don't want it to look like a burden. So you say over there, that's a function of Beis Din carrying out a certain action of the Sota, the Kohanim, etc. And when a mitzvah is result oriented, when it's about the tozaah, there's no kavana requirement. Mitzvahs, we don't say mitzvah srichas kavana when it's about the result. It doesn't have to be performed lishma. We don't have to have a focus, and therefore in that case we need the reason that it shouldn't look like a burden. Whereas when it comes to a person doing two different mitzvahs being blocked together, then we can certainly say focus on one at a time. So this is a vast sugya, the mitzvah chavilos chavilos, with many, many, many applications, which Be'ezras Hashem will come back to at other points. But just one that is in Yanni Diyoma, as we bless the month of Adar, the Shabbos, there's a shaila in the Achronim, if one can fulfill mishloach manos and matanos ben lavyonim, the mitzvah of sending the food and tzedakah to the poor, special tzedakah of Purim, by sending mishloach manos to one needy person. So this is discussed by the Bir Alacha on Siman Archaim in Hilchas Purim, Tafresh Sadekei, and he quotes in the Turi Evan on Maseches Megillah that perhaps the issue is to bring joy to one friend and to two needy people, and it might not add up. It was actually the Ksav Sofer in Archaim, Siman Kuf Lamedtes, who brought up the issue of Chavilos Chavilos by the mitzvahs of Purim. The issue, therefore, is when one performs two actions through one medium, which is problematic, versus two mitzvahs through one action, which would be okay. A great message to be focused on one mitzvah at a time. We should be focused on one mitzvah at a time, do it with quality and care, instead of rushing to do more and losing the focus, meaning, and quality. Have a wonderful Shabbos and Shabbat Shalom.